What would it feel like to have 10 times the amount of energy you've ever felt in your whole life before? What would that be like? Not once, not twice as much, but 10 times as much energy. You think it would feel wonderful? Maybe. Or maybe it would feel terrible. And both of those are correct. It depends on some things we're going to be getting into. Now, why would anyone want to feel lots of energy? Well, you know, the yogis, the Kundalini yogis and other yogis throughout the centuries, and Shaolin masters and Taoist masters, and various spiritual practitioners from every kind of culture have all had in common certain methods to increase the amount of energy in the body-mind. Why would they want to do that? They observed very clearly that every human faculty, every human capacity is enhanced or increased with more energy. Doesn't that make sense? Let's take the mind. If you tend to be somewhat bright, when you have more energy, you can actually have moments of genius, intuitive insight, brilliance. Isn't it true when you're tired at the end of the day, you really don't have, you're not as quick-minded, the mind doesn't seem to work as well as when you're refreshed? All kinds of things come in. Well, how about strength? Even if you have muscles, if you have no energy, you won't be as effectively strong. But even a person without large muscles, with tremendous energy input and focus, can do miracles. Most of us have heard that story, that old paper article about a woman who lifted the back of her car off her injured child. Now, at one of my seminars, someone said they did a similar thing. Their car rolled off the jack, they grabbed it, and they picked it up. It was in a moment of absolute concentration. They couldn't do that, but they did it anyway because they had to. They generated and focused all the energy at their command in that moment. Not just strength or concentration, but even healing abilities. With more energy in the body, it can heal and work through obstructions, heal ourselves and heal other people if we know how to channel that energy. Emotional power and charisma is enhanced. The more energy someone has, the more punch they have, so to speak, the more clout. Their aura is actually bigger, their energy field, which people feel and can perceive at a subtle level. Your attention, which normally is focused somewhat internally, somewhat on the outside world, can be driving and powerful. You can get in touch with centers of the brain and body-mind, like the limbic system in the brain, and have so-called mystical experiences. Every human quality is enhanced and amplified with more energy. So it would seem very desirable to practice, like those yogis and Taoist masters, ways of increasing energy through breathing, through relationship with the sun, through closing off the gates of the body, eating certain foods, practicing less release of energy in various ways. Yeah, well, why aren't we all doing that? I'll tell you why. What happens to you when you feel lots of energy? What do you tend to do with that energy? Understand, I'm making no judgments here whatsoever, but let's get clear on it. All of us tend to want to bleed off the energy, to get rid of it. We get sexy and frisky, or we want to go running and exercise, or we do something else to ground out or release that energy. Now I want to get into why that happens, and in the process, really understanding what addictions are and how to overcome them. Imagine a hose, a large hose, vertical, heading to maybe about 10 feet long, the top pointing toward the sky and the bottom of the hose pointing toward the earth. Now imagine, if you will, water flowing down through that hose, down toward the ground. The human body is a lot like that hose. Hate to tell you this, but it is a lot like that hose. We take in energy from above, and we spend it in various ways. We get energy from the food we eat, from the air we breathe, from sunlight, from the energy of loving friends around us. and we use, channel, or spend that energy in a variety of ways. Now let's take a look at that hose again. Let's say that hose is smooth on the inside, very clear. Then the water flows through in a straight line, very directly and clearly, unobstructed. But what if there are obstructions in that hose, bumps and lumps and knots? What happens to the flow of that water? Eddies are created, turbulence, isn't that true? I think it's the Bernoulli effect, it's described in physics, where the water, instead of flowing smoothly, has curls and waves around. That's exactly what happens in the human body-mind. If we have any obstructions in this hose we call ourselves, as energy flows through it, turbulence is created. If there are knots or obstructions in the mind, it's mental turbulence. If there are obstructions in the emotions, there's emotional turbulence. And if there's obstructions in the body, in the physical dimensions of the body, then there's physical turbulence. Another word for turbulence is discomfort. Another word for discomfort is pain. And the mind has pain, and the emotions have pain, just as the physical body can have pain.